Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you're an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Michelle DeWitt. Minister Michelle DeWitt has written an autobiography called I've Been There. She talks about some horrific, perturbing life events growing up as a child and how God intervened and turned her upside life back to right standing and how miracles began happening in her life. She doesn't hold back. She tells her story with confidence and boldness. She's going to share a bit about her nonprofit genesis. Michelle, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Absolutely honored to be on your show today, Anna.
Thank you. So tell me the tea.
Oh, the tea about how my business started. So with me writing my nonprofit book, I went into praying, asking God what else to do. And he told me to start my nonprofit business, which is called Unbreakable Faith, because that's what I have. I have just that. All the horrific things that have happened to me in my life, dealing with sexuality, molestation, and being traumatized, and also dealing with teen domestic violence. That is basically what my nonprofit is about now.
Oh, Michelle, you were mute for a second.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Some of the same things that that I went through.
Thank you for sharing that story with the world. Actually, it's super important. Sometimes there are things that happen, and maybe they happen to us, and we think that we're the only person that's living that. And going out there and sharing your story makes other people know that they're not alone, and you don't feel so alone.
Right. So which initially to step out there, it was like stepping out. I'm on the pier and I'm getting ready to dive off into the water and it's ice cold. It was very scary. I was didn't feel too confident in regards to sharing my story because they had people in my family in the story. And so as I have progressed on and shared my story with so many people all over the world, now I am a whole lot more confident that there are people that are going to heal from my story and not only heal, but be motivated to tell their story.
Of course. And also, I think that you're helping a lot of people with that, but also someone told me this a few months ago. When you go out and tell your story, yes, you're changing other people's lives, but also after you tell your story, you're a different person. Mm-hmm. Because you're learning from whatever you're doing. You're learning from speaking out and taking your story out.
Yes, and as you know, everything is a learning process. And
exactly.
So I am learning how to develop certain avenues now that I do speeches and whatnot. So yeah, certain things that I want to trigger in on when I talk, it depends on what audience is in front of me. And yes, you're absolutely right. You learn many different avenues of how to tell the story.
Well, this is awesome, Michelle. So who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Well, they can find me I am on YouTube, Unbreakable Faith on YouTube, all the social media outlets, Facebook. Also, I have a website. I'd love for people to go to my website. It is U as in Unicorn, N as in Nancy, B as in Bob, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, com. It's unbreakablefaithinitiated.com, and it has all the information, interviews I've had in the past, and a whole lot more about me.
Love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Michelle Dewitt, for coming on and sharing her story about her genesis. if you'd like to go on the... If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factor1.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to Biz Habs. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhabs.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.